Back at Chase Center, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Glad you're with us here on the Warriors Radio Network.
I thought the first 5 minutes, I'm not a big first 5 minutes of the quarter, first five of the second half guy. I'm a big 48 minutes guy. They all count. You got to get out there and you got to be the better team for 48 minutes. But I thought the confidence they showed early, we're here to play. We're ready. I know you guys think that you're just going to walk all over us, but that's not going to be the case. Bowman hit some shots. Pascal hit some shots. They were clean looks. They were aggressive looks. They were getting after it, and I love the way they came out. And then they fall behind 63-60 at half. You're thinking, okay, maybe they had their fun. Maybe it's Portland's time to – maybe they got refocused and they're good to go. Not the case. They came out, and that one, to me, wasn't so much about the effort and focus, it's about the poise. Like, hey, let's just do what we did early on. We'll get back in this thing. And about midway through the third quarter, I think that's when Portland thought, dang, we're in a fight. These guys are you know, when you watch enough basketball, you play basketball, the longer underdogs stay in it, the favorites start thinking, what are we doing? How are these guys still in this game? And then you almost feel like you're playing with house money as a big underdog. You feel like, hey, I don't have the weight of the world on my shoulders when I take this shot, and I'm over-exaggerating. Nobody really has the weight of the world on their shoulders, but there's pressure there when you're the favorite. When you're the underdog, pressure isn't there for you. So you're just out there having a good time, feeling good, 20-footer, let's shoot it, that's good. And they go left, and I'll spin back right, pass it to him, he's going to shoot. And you could tell the Warriors felt that when they regained the lead. They were down 3 at half, and I think they went up by 7 in the third quarter. And you could see at that point, okay, these guys didn't go from like down 3 to down 10 and all of a sudden the game's over. And I'm really happy for them, because it's hard to win in this league, and they got to win against a really good team. So that was a job well done, and that'll give them confidence going into this road trip.
You know, it's funny, too, because if you look at the Warriors roster right now and the 9 guys who are available to play, they're either rookies, well, maybe with the exception of Cauley-Stein, but a lot of the other guys are playing for their NBA careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Glenn Robinson III. You look at a kid like Amari Spellman,
yep.
Alec Burks, Damian Lee, Marquise Chris. They're all trying to establish a future in this league where they're going to be around for the next 8 to 10 years. And so I think if there's one thing they can hang their hats on with this group right now, is that they're gonna come out and play hard. And if they continue, and I think they played hard 2 games in a row now.
Yep.
They should have beaten Charlotte, and then lost, you know, that one, I think, because of some of their inexperience. And then tonight's game, this is a nice confidence boost for them, and they're gonna need it because they go on the road next week to take on Houston, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City.
Well, one of the toughest things to do when you're a young player in this league is get that confidence that you believe. I believe I can play in this league. And it didn't happen for me until I played with the Warriors. It didn't really happen when I was in Charlotte. I knew I kind of felt I could, but I never really got that opportunity. Then I went over to Spain, had a good couple months there, came back, got cut in training camp, and then brought back. But I knew in training camp, like, I could play. And I knew, like, you're playing with Chris Mullin and Mitch Richmond Jim Peterson, Alton Lister, Timmy Hardaway.
Yeah, well, it was kind of very similar, I think, in terms of their acumen and the way they play with the guys who played with the U of A.
Yeah.
Smart basketball players,
yep.
Knew how to play, knew
yep.
to move the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. But that being said, you don't really know until you play against somebody else. And I just remember my first few games for the Warriors just feeling like, okay, you know, I feel like, you know, I belong out here. I didn't get a lot of minutes. And then I can't even remember the game it was. Maybe the Houston game that I played, and I had 24-10 or 24-9. I thought, dang, you know, that's Keem out here and Thorpe out here and all these guys, and, you know, I'm putting up decent numbers. So, I don't know how good I can be, but I think I can play in this league, and that confidence takes you through. Although I will say that everybody cracks on me because they really enjoy the highlights that we have on the show occasionally where the I forget who are their names, the play-by-play and color commentator for the Rockets.
Oh, back then.
It would have been
Bill Worrell and maybe Calvin Murphy.
No, it wasn't Calvin. I know it wasn't Calvin. But it was a play-by-play guy. And I remember him saying, hey, if you ever heard of Tom Tolbert, stand in line.
Oh, man.
I was like, dang. I'm just getting that go. That's okay. I'll keep scoring buckets. You keep saying that. But it was one of those things where it's like, this is going to carry Pascal for the whole road trip.
Right.
He's going to feel like, hey.
With truth come out, when I was with the Kings and you were playing against the Kings, I did talk about your haircut. The old
Who
Bob
didn't?
Look. Yeah.
Chick Hearn did. He goes, look at his hair. Looks like somebody scared him. although I will tell you.
I wish I had been that clever.
My favorite Chick Hearn, and I don't know why he said this, but it was so funny. They were showing me at the free throw line. And they showed height and weight, 6'8", 245. And Chick Hearn says, Tom Tolbert, big legs, big chest, big shoulders, big... Well, you figure it out. I was like, easy, Chick. Easy. What do you mean you figure it out?
Did your phone line up?
Oh, the ticker request next time was incredible. Now, I love Chick. I grew up watching Chick, so I love Chick. But that this confidence from this game for Bowman, for Pascal, for just winning. Like, hey, if we do, we can win some games. We can go out there and win some basketball games. We're good enough to do it. But for Bowman and Pascal specifically, these type of games can carry you a while because you don't think as much. You're like, God, okay, I can do this. I can hit this shot. I can make this move. It's not like everyone's the greatest player in the world playing in the NBA. You got to be really good to play. We all know that. But these guys now know that they belong. I mean, it's only one game, and I'm not saying they do, but I'm saying that's what they're going to believe. And belief is
it's huge.
It's
huge.
Massive. The confidence you get from a game like this is huge.
I always point out about guys who played in the league who by far weren't the most talented players to get in the league, but played for a long time. Guys like Ronnie Price, Earl Watson.
Yep.
You know, what'd they do? They came out and played hard. They worked hard.
Yep.
They played hard. They worked hard. They showed up on time, and they ended up playing in the league for over 10 years.
Yep.
I mean, that's a skill. By the way, you mentioned about playing against Hakeem.
Yeah.
We were asking Eric Pascal about his preseason experience, and he goes, well, hey, I was guarding Anthony Davis. He's on the cover of 2K.
Hey, you see these guys. You're first time through the league, and Hakeem was one of them for me because I always loved Hakeem. I just thought the world of him. Footwork. I just thought, it's so good. Although I did tell the referees one time, I go, look, I know he played soccer and he has great footwork. I go, you can't get from here to here without traveling. I go, that's just impossible. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You can't dream shake your way from one end of the lane to the other end of the lane.
Yeah.
And they didn't care. They're like, whatever. Like Craig Elo told me one time when he asked Hugh Evans, he goes, Hugh, isn't that traveling when Dominique does that spin move? And Hugh said, if you had that much talent, I'd let you travel too. What are you going to do?
You can't.
What are you going to do at that point?
At
you
that
just
point.
Say, well, then I guess, all right.
Yeah, so it's interesting that you mentioned the confidence thing because I think that especially for guys like Bowman and Pascal, this season, the one worry I have about this season is that guys don't get worn down because there's going to be some tough nights. It's not always going to be like this, and there's going to be some tough nights. So to me, it's getting that confidence and hanging on to it, so that if you get blown out in a game or don't play well in a game, and then some great veteran, takes you to school a couple of times, is to just kind of bear through that. And I think the Warriors will be able to do this. And I think the best thing for the coaching staff now is they can go and show some film, not just film where they're doing, corrections. They can show some of this film tonight and say, here, this is what we're doing well. This is what you need to do. You did it on this play. You can do it on this play. And I think that's going to help their confidence.
Well, I think the one thing that will help carry them through the season is their youth. I mean, when you're young, you just want to go out and play. and you're not concerned so much with wins and losses. Would you like to win? Of course, it's more fun to win. But right now, these guys are trying to establish that they're NBA players. That's the most important thing. You want to establish, I belong in the NBA. If you win, certainly that's going to help. So I'm not worried about them being beaten down too much because they're young and they just want to go out there and they're like, hey, how many of these guys thought they're going to get this much playing time the first 2 weeks of their NBA careers? Probably not many of them. And they are. And that's a fun thing. I mean, it's a fun thing to go out there and play in the best league, best basketball league in the world. So they're going to have a good time with this, and they're going to ride it. And they'll take their bumps. There's no doubt about it. But I believe because of their youth, they'll bounce back and be ready to go and say, hey, let's take another swing at it tomorrow.
I was a little surprised there that apparently Eric Paschal, talking to the press, says he finished with 34, not 36. He says he was actually credited with Damian Lee's last two free throws.
Really?
How about that for honesty, too?
Well, how about that for ineptness? I mean, who gave him 2 points on free throws that didn't even look like him?
I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, it happens.
The official – well, and actually, you know what?
It happens.
I'm looking at the stat monitor. They have changed it. It is 34, so he's absolutely correct.
Yes, it is.
So,
well, I mean, one guy kind of dreads, one guy kind of doesn't. But it happens.
It happens.
It happens. And it happens to the best of us, even the worst of us. I'm not even the best of us. It happens to me occasionally. Is it time?
It's Festivus for the rest of us, yes. Yeah. It is time.
I love RC when he says it's time. It's time.
Damian Lillard's not the only one who checks his watch in the NBA. RC Davis does, too.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Well, it's good to have you back. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm happy. I can't say I'm happy they lost against the Hornets. I wish they would have beaten the Hornets. But I was thinking, if they'd have won that game, they might not have let me back in the building.
Now you're here.
Now, guess who was here for the first win at Chase Center?
Yeah.
This guy. You guys were all here, too. But I apologize. I apologize to you. I texted you and said I'm really sorry missing because I thought you thought maybe I was tanking, too.
Yeah, a little
and
load.
I don't
I
tank.
Thought load management.
I play through.
I thought that was load management was the first phrase I thought of. So.
Yeah, well, no, I thought that was a good one. Again, yeah. You know,
three years off. You know,
I'm trying to work my way back into this. You know, slowly. My doctor told me, just go nice and slow. Do what you can. Don't overextend. And I took that to heart. So
you are.
It's time.
Yeah,
it's time.
I will see you when you get back.
See you, man.
All right, Tim.
Yep. I'll miss you in Houston.
I won't miss you.